From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. 11 million prescriptions for antidepressants were written for American children and teens in 2002. Nevertheless, there are some who say the drugs are dangerous for young people. Health officials in Britain have banned antidepressants for children. A decision by the Food and Drug Administration on whether to ban them in the U.S. is due late this summer. NPR's Joanne Soberner reports on how Congress and activists are trying to influence that decision and how the FDA is responding.
At the Food and Drug Administration, Dr. Robert Temple is handling this hot issue, whether the agency has been remiss in not issuing a strong warning against prescribing most of the new antidepressants, called SSRIs, to children. British authorities warned against most SSRIs except Prozac last December. Temple is the Associate Director for Medical Policy in the Center for Drug Evaluation and Research. He says what's making this decision so difficult for the FDA is that drug company studies on antidepressant use in children did not show any suicides, and the studies were not designed to measure whether the drugs cause suicidal thoughts.
These drugs are intended, if anything, to improve and decrease the likelihood of suicidal thinking. That's considered linked to improvement in depression, and nobody was focused on the possibility that it might make it worse. Maybe they should have, but they didn't.
Even before those studies were done, consumer activist Vera Sharav of the Alliance for Human Research Protection had become suspicious about the use of antidepressants in children.
I found an article in Psychiatric Times which noted that there had been 3,000 prescriptions for Prozac for babies under a year old, and it blew my mind.
A spokesman for the American Psychiatric Association says that number isn't likely to be real. Some of those prescriptions may actually go to parents getting drugs through their children's insurance. Others may represent miscoding. But when Sharav, a legal librarian, saw the number, she was already sensitized about drug use in children. Her son had died from a reaction to an antipsychotic medication for his schizophrenia. Both Sharav and the FDA took notice when British regulators issued their warning. Robert Temple at the FDA says with some irony that it was his agency that reopened the issue.
We caused this whole fuss in the first place.
The FDA held a meeting of two advisory committees February 2nd. But something the agency did at the meeting upset Sharav and some legislators on Capitol Hill. It had to do with the conclusion of an FDA analyst, Dr. Andrew Moshalder. Moshalder had determined that data from the drug company showed a doubling in suicidal thoughts. Temple and others thought the definition of suicidal thoughts was too broad and variable from study to study. So Temple didn't let his analyst present his conclusions.
What we didn't think was appropriate was to present those findings as an FDA conclusion, because we hadn't reached that. The people responsible for doing that analysis hadn't reached that conclusion and had reservations about it, which we described fully to the committee.
Temple has been at the FDA pretty much his whole career, 32 years. He says internal disputes are par for the course.
This is a live, academically inclined place. We disagree sometimes.
But this disagreement is worrisome to Republican Representative Jim Greenwood of Pennsylvania. Greenwood started out life as a social worker. His first job was as a house parent for emotionally disturbed children.
I was giving these young children their medications every night before they went to bed, and some of those medications were pretty heavy duty.
He saw a newspaper report on the British data. Then he heard about the FDA scientist who was not allowed to present his conclusions. So Congressman Greenwood started an official investigation.
This is a very sensitive issue, and I think that our investigation has to be very careful, because there are two ways we can go wrong. We don't want to create any sense of hysteria among parents whose children take antidepressant medications, because many children benefit much from them and might be actually more inclined to be self-destructive if they weren't taking these drugs.
But Greenwood says he also wants to make sure that children aren't exposed to anything that might increase suicidal thoughts. Consumer activist Vera Sharav is decidedly not ambivalent. She's heard from families who blame their children's suicides on these drugs. Those are deaths that weren't included in the existing studies. No one knows if the drugs caused those suicides or prevented many more. Nevertheless, Sharav encouraged some of the dozens of families who testified at the FDA hearing in February to go public.
they were documented evidence. They were proof positive of harm. Their children committed suicide.
During a break at the hearing, held at a hotel near the FDA, Shirov held her own press conference downstairs, featuring British experts. Shirov says it's time to restrict use of the new antidepressants in children and put strong warnings on the label. But Robert Temple at the FDA isn't ready to do that. He's waiting for a reanalysis of the data from Columbia University researchers.
We don't know what the results of, or what direction the results of this new analysis will go in.
He says just because the FDA doesn't want to leap to ban the drugs doesn't mean the agency won't do it if the data call for it. And he hopes to know by August or September. Meanwhile, Temple says he's not particularly worried about the congressional investigation. He thinks it will show that his agency didn't hide anything. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.